Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Thursday, May 29, 2025.
Lagarde's commitment to the ECB amid leadership speculation. Christine Lagarde, president of the European Central Bank, has confirmed her dedication to completing her term, which ends on October 31, 2027. This comes as rumors swirl about her potential role at the World Economic Forum. In April 2025, she met with Klaus Schwab, the WEF's founder, to discuss future leadership plans, raising questions about her position at the ECB. An ECB spokesperson emphasized that Lagarde is focused on providing stable leadership during these uncertain economic times in the Eurozone. Her decisions play a crucial role in shaping monetary policy, impacting inflation and interest rates across Europe. As the region faces challenges, Lagarde's commitment is vital for navigating the economic landscape.
U.S. banks explore cryptocurrency opportunities. Major U.S. banks are venturing into cryptocurrencies as regulators clarify the rules. This careful approach includes pilot programs, partnerships, and limited trading of digital currencies. Historically, strict regulations have kept banks away, but recent changes are prompting a fresh look at these opportunities. Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan Chase, remains doubtful about cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin. While the bank will allow clients to buy Bitcoin, it won't offer safekeeping services due to concerns about misuse and regulatory risks. In contrast, former President Donald Trump is enthusiastic about promoting cryptocurrency, even suggesting a strategic Bitcoin reserve. Despite positive regulatory signals, banks are proceeding cautiously in the cryptocurrency market, emphasizing the need for clear rules to combat money laundering. The U.S. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency has opened the door for banks to engage in certain cryptocurrency activities, including safekeeping services and stablecoin development. As banks navigate these new waters, the potential impact on consumers and the financial landscape could be significant.
Federal Reserve navigates economic challenges. The U.S. Federal Reserve met on May 6 to 7, 2025, to tackle rising economic uncertainty and discuss financial policy. The minutes from this meeting will be shared on May 28, offering insights into how the Fed is responding to recent events. Concerns grew after President Donald Trump announced new import taxes in early April, but many of these tariffs were later reduced, easing the strain on the stock market and bond yields. As a result, some experts who predicted a recession are now updating their growth forecasts. Despite this optimism, uncertainty lingers, with Richmond Federal Reserve President Tom Barkin describing the situation as driving through fog. Early 2025 data shows low unemployment and inflation moving toward the Fed's 2% target, yet conflicting views remain about the impact of tariffs. Until there's a clearer understanding of global trade rules, the Fed is likely to keep interest rates steady, currently between 4.25% and 4.5%. Market optimism suggests the Fed may maintain this rate in upcoming meetings, with potential cuts expected later in the year.
Angus Kelly's call for trade agreement expansion. Angus Kelly, CEO of AerCap, the world's largest aircraft leasing company, is urging U.S. President Donald Trump to take action and expand the duty-free trade agreement for the aerospace industry. This agreement, established in 1979, currently involves 33 countries and aims to remove tariffs on aircraft and parts. With rising trade tensions between the U.S. and China affecting Boeing's deliveries, Kelly sees this as a unique opportunity to include countries like China and India, creating a fairer environment for the aerospace sector. He believes that enhancing this treaty could be a major victory for Trump, boosting high-tech manufacturing and engineering jobs in the U.S. The Agreement on Trade in Civil Aircraft, effective since 1980, is one of the few trade agreements that survived the formation of the World Trade Organization in 1995. The U.S. aerospace sector, which includes giants like General Electric Aerospace and RTX, supports a trade surplus of about $75 billion. However, analysts warn that renegotiating the agreement will be complex, especially given Trump's preference for bilateral deals. As China develops its own aircraft, such as the C919, the need for a comprehensive trade agreement is becoming increasingly urgent.
Warren sounds alarm on tariff talks favoring big tech. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren has sounded the alarm over tariff negotiations from the Trump administration, warning they may prioritize large tech companies over everyday consumers and workers. In a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, she stressed that these talks could undermine rules that protect consumers and promote competition. Warren pointed out that big tech has a history of using trade discussions to weaken regulations. She requested transparency about interactions between government officials and tech executives, highlighting the industry's significant political donations. The letter also mentioned 10 digital trade complaints against U.S. trading partners, including the European Union's Digital Services Act and South Korea's data flow restrictions. Warren cautioned that these renegotiated trade deals could lead to higher prices and reduced purchasing power for American consumers.
Israeli government faces growing criticism over Gaza conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is under increasing pressure from the international community regarding the conflict in Gaza, which has now lasted 600 days since the Hamas attack on October 7, 2023. This assault led to about 1,200 Israeli deaths and the kidnapping of 251 people. In response to criticism from European nations like Italy, Germany, France, Britain, and Canada, Netanyahu claimed these remarks only strengthen Hamas and accused the leaders of being on the wrong side of history. At a conference on anti-Semitism in Jerusalem, Foreign Minister Gideon Saar highlighted the rising threats against the Jewish community and criticized the International Criminal Court for issuing arrest warrants against Netanyahu for alleged war crimes. While European countries generally support Israel's right to defend itself, concerns are growing over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, where around 54,000 Palestinians have died due to military actions and blockades. As divisions within Israel deepen, Netanyahu has accused the opposition of hypocrisy for claiming his government has failed to meet its war goals. He remains committed to military operations against Hamas, while many Israelis support negotiating the return of 58 hostages still held in Gaza. Meanwhile, hardliners in Netanyahu's government are pushing for more aggressive actions, including the expulsion of Palestinians from Gaza.
Sunnova Energy faces major setback. Sunnova Energy, a leading solar panel installer in the U.S., is facing a serious challenge after the Trump administration canceled a $2.92 billion loan guarantee. This decision marks a shift towards prioritizing oil and gas over renewable energy. Just last year, the Biden administration had offered a partial loan guarantee of up to $3 billion to support Sunnova's rooftop solar projects. Now, with this cancellation, Sunnova's future is uncertain, raising concerns about its ability to continue operations. Shares dropped to just 22 cents following the announcement, reflecting investor anxiety. Meanwhile, the Department of Energy's efforts to promote clean energy development are now in jeopardy due to job cuts and budget reductions. This situation underscores the ongoing conflict between traditional energy sources and the push for renewable energy in America. What does this mean for the future of clean energy?
U.S. government halts semiconductor software sales to China. The U.S. government, led by President Donald Trump, has put a stop to American companies selling semiconductor design software to Chinese firms. This move specifically targets software makers like Cadence Design Systems Synopsys and Siemens EDA. The U.S. Commerce Department issued this directive, emphasizing the importance of these exports to national security. With rising tensions between the U.S. and China, this decision could have serious consequences for Chinese chip design firms that rely on this technology. Following the announcement, shares of Cadence dropped by 10.7%, while Synopsys fell by 9.6%. Despite these challenges, Synopsys CEO Sassine Ghazi reassured analysts that their revenue forecast for 2025 remains steady. However, the potential fallout could lead to significant revenue losses and reduce investments in research and development, raising questions about the future technology in China.
Judge Talwani protects migrant rights. U.S. District Judge Indira Talwani has stepped in to protect migrant rights by stopping the Trump administration from ending legal entry parole programs. These programs allow newcomers from countries like Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Ukraine, and Afghanistan to enter the United States with U.S. sponsors. This important ruling follows a lawsuit challenging the administration's actions, emphasizing that federal law requires a clear process for granting or denying parole. This decision brings hope to thousands of immigrants currently in the U.S., building on a previous ruling where Judge Talwani blocked the administration from revoking temporary legal status for many. Now, the Trump administration is contesting this latest decision in the U.S. Supreme Court, raising questions about the future of immigration policy in America. Stay tuned as this story unfolds.
Developing countries and the Chinese debt crisis. Developing countries are facing a looming financial storm, with debt repayments to China projected to reach $35 billion by 2025. A staggering $22 billion of that will come from 75 of the world's poorest nations. This crisis arises from loans under China's Belt and Road Initiative, which aims to build essential infrastructure. The Lowy Institute in Sydney reports that in 2023, the 46 least developed countries allocated about 20% of their tax revenues to pay off external debt, while Germany dedicated only 8.4% of its budget for the same purpose. As China shifts from being a lender to a debt collector, these nations risk losing vital public services like health and education. Critics warn of potential debt traps, as seen with Sri Lanka leasing the Hambantota port after failing to repay a $1.4 billion loan. Despite these challenges, some countries view China as a more reliable partner than Western lenders, who often impose stricter conditions. However, the lack of transparency in China's lending practices raises serious questions about the true scale of debt and its impact on these nations. Understanding the dynamics of the Belt and Road Initiative is crucial for grasping the challenges that developing countries face today.
U.S. visa bans targeting censorship. The U.S. government has announced new visa bans aimed at foreign officials accused of censoring American citizens. Secretary of State Marco Rubio stated that this policy seeks to hold accountable those who threaten free speech in the U.S. He criticized foreign officials for issuing arrest warrants related to social media posts made in America and for pressuring U.S. tech companies to enforce global content moderation policies. This move comes amid rising tensions between U.S. tech firms and foreign governments, especially in Europe, where the European Union's Digital Services Act has faced backlash from companies like Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. Rubio's statement reflects a broader strategy to confront threats to free expression not just in the U.S., but also in Europe and Latin America. These visa bans could strain diplomatic relations, particularly with European nations, and may lead to retaliatory actions affecting trade. The U.S. has already faced threats of 50% tariffs on European imports, complicating economic ties. This decision highlights ongoing concerns about censorship and aims to protect American citizens while upholding democratic values.
Urgent call for action on the two-state solution. The United Nations Security Council met on May 28, 2025, in New York City to tackle the ongoing Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Sigrid Kaag, the interim UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East peace process, warned that the future of the two-state solution hangs by a thread and demands immediate action from the international community. She emphasized that true peace requires agreement from all parties involved, moving beyond temporary fixes. Kaag pointed to an important international conference in June, co-chaired by France and Saudi Arabia, as a vital chance to make real progress toward ending the occupation and achieving a lasting solution based on international law. She called for urgent humanitarian aid to reach civilians in Gaza and stressed the need to maintain the unity of Gaza and the West Bank. Kaag also raised alarms about the troubling trends in the West Bank, including increased annexation and settlement growth, warning that if these patterns continue, the two-state solution could become impossible.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.